In a room filled with city managers, mayors, and public works officials, Paul Osman is preaching the gospel of flood management.
There's a lot of new technologies out there that are just being developed for floodplain awareness and outreach.
This expert works the room much like a pastor trying to get through to a congregation. He offers many tips to those in attendance, such as enacting tougher restrictions for building along floodplains. Osman is the floodplain program manager for the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. He was one of several speakers at a summit held yesterday in Ottawa. A little over a year ago, many of the officials here were dealing with historic flooding along the Illinois River. Now they want to make sure the damage isn't as significant the next time area waterways begin to overflow. Kurt Speyer is the public works director for the Village of North Utica, which saw much of its downtown underwater last spring. He says he's open to different perspectives about prevention and mitigation.
I did a walk around with FEMA and EMA when that actually did happen, so have a pretty decent idea on what their plans are and stuff like that, but in terms of we have a little bit better or bigger size here and see what we can all make out of it.
The summit was hosted by State Senator Sue Rezin. The 38th District Republican says a number of goals were outlined for this meeting, but she says one of them is key.
To start looking at the floodplain and management regionally as opposed to town by town, district by district.
Rezin says developing a comprehensive flood management plan for the region might serve as an easier way to secure state and federal grants. Anthony Heddleston is with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. With 12% of the state now sitting in a floodplain, he says it's important for communities to become more aware of what could happen.
It's just, you know, knowing what your risks are. You know, if you live in the floodplain, having sandbags available, having everybody trained on, you know, how their flood system works and evacuation plans if, God forbid, that be needed.
And while some of the focus at the summit was on establishing tighter restrictions for building along floodplains, a popular state-run program continues for buying properties in flood-prone areas and turning them into open spaces. Ron Davis is the Hazard Mitigation Officer for the Illinois Emergency Management Agency. He says there are some recent success stories, including the city of Ottawa, which eliminated damaged spots in a part of town notorious for flooding.
They purchased the last of those homes just in the last year, and now the city, instead of having an area that's flood-prone, they have to provide emergency services to people that are harmed and put in harm's way. Now they got this beautiful park down there, and next time it floods, they might have some sand they got to clean up, but that's going to be it.
Davis says some of the challenges with the program include helping cash-strapped communities find money to cover their end of the costs and convincing people emotionally attached to their flood-prone homes to sell. And whether it's establishing new management plans or buying properties in flood zones, officials here and in other parts of northern Illinois will keep trying to learn from past disasters. In the meantime, they'll be looking ahead to next week's flood outlook from the National Weather Service to try to get a sense of how bad things might get this spring. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.